welcome to Turn the Page, the official podcast of the Syosset Public Library.
This is Jessica with Syosset Libraries Turn the Page podcast, and I am welcoming back one of our favorite people to talk to. Please tell everybody who you are.
Hello, my name is Ryan Estrada. I am an author who lives in South Korea. I co-wrote Band Book Club. I wrote Student Ambassador of the Missing Dragon and many, many other things. I do so much stuff.
You really do. Every time I'm checking up on you, there's something new. And I think last time we talked a little bit about Band Book Club, which was great, by the way.
Yeah, we're working on a new follow-up book that hasn't been announced yet. But we're starting work on that right now. Kind of a follow-up book of some more adventures in the Band Book Club world. I can say we're working on something, but you know, can't give too many details about it yet.
So we talked about Band Book Club, we talked about Student Ambassador, and we actually had your co-artist on one of the celebrity drawfuls, and I believe you were on one of them as well.
Yes, I was.
Yeah, we had Exor Aeneas on a celebrity drawful. And then we talked about how bad Charles Dickens was at writing follow-ups to A Christmas Carol, which was super fun. But one thing we wanted to talk about with you today is you have been working at a library there for a while.
It's been about 7-8 years I've been working just in the basement of a library teaching English here in South Korea. And it was a while back that I I've been working full-time as an artist, but doing like custom comics, doing things for other people, doing like wedding favor comics, doing like trade show comics for pharmaceutical reps and things that, like, you know, I had a full-time job as an artist, but it, you know, wasn't exactly the most fulfilling work. And so I made a decision that I was going to stop doing that and I would only write books that I was passionate about. And I just cold turkey stopped. And I realized that, like, writing books I was passionate about didn't pay the bills quite as much as doing comics for pharmaceutical reps. And I just kind of like, well, just for, you know, a little bit, I'll take this day job teaching in a basement. And then, 7-8 years passed, but, finally, after all this, I'm going to be back to full-time author and making only things that I love making. So I'm very excited about that.
Congratulations. I think one thing that's been really interesting during the pandemic is just sort of seeing your career grow. I don't know if that's because we were forced to sit still and watch things, or just that, you know, certain things lent itself to artists being in one place and creating. What are your feelings about that?
Well, I've been sitting in one place creating my entire life. I think I mentioned last time in the show, I started pitching the newspapers when I was 6, and I'm significantly older than 6 now. So I've made all kinds of stuff, but you are right. In the last year, it's been like the first time anyone's like read it, because I've made lots of stuff, but it's just stuff I put on my website. And then, you know, I post on Twitter and like 4 people read it. Like Band Book Club just really took off since the last time we talked. There's so many awards, so many nominations, the Eisner nomination, it's up for Ringo right now, every book awards I never heard of before now. And just, it's been very exciting. And I've gotten like so many other books taking off now. I've signed with the William Morris Agency to get more books going. And it's been a very exciting time of just nonstop work.
Yeah, congratulations. It definitely, like I said, it's been very interesting since the first time we chatted, just to see, you know, like you're pretty much everywhere and, you know, very, very well deserved. So are you going to miss working in the library at all? I mean, technically you're going to be in libraries with your books mm-hmm. and your art, but are you going to miss physically being in a library?
Well, I mean, what's weird is I work in a basement of a library, and on the weekend I go hang out at libraries for fun. I just go to different libraries. You know, the thing about going to the library is that it's just, you know, it takes up so much of my day that it takes up time I could be working on things. I do love working with the kids there. We do a lot of fun drawing and stuff, and I'll miss them, but I'm really excited to just be able to work on things I want to work on. And when I go to a library, it's to do library stuff, you know? That's kind of like these days, that's what my wife and I do for dates. Like, you know, can't really go to a lot of restaurants, can't really... You know, a lot of things we can't do, but we can just go, you know, spot a new library and, you know, go there and just hang out all day. I've started a thing just to see more libraries, because there's so many here. I've started a thing that whenever I go to a library that has our book in it, I leave some original art in it with a little thank note on the back that says, if you find this, you can have it. And so we're just one by one going through. I think there's like 27 libraries in Busan that have our book. So we're going through one by one. And just like, I was thinking of, there was a time where I was going to try and do them all in one day in like a marathon and like ride my bike across the city. And I'm like, it's much more fun to just spend an entire day at a library and have that be the excuse to go to this one I've never been to before.
It's funny you say that, just in general, like about spending your free time at other libraries, because I know prior to working in a library, I worked in a bookstore, and then I started working in a library, but then in my free time, I'd go to the bookstore, and we still sort of do something like that as well. Now I have kids, and my husband and I on the weekends, we like to go either to the library so they can pick out books, or to a bookstore so they can pick out books. And I think that you're never alone when you're opening your world to either fiction, nonfiction. So that's something I feel very strongly about. So I think it's great. I mean, you're in libraries in all capacities, either physically by stealthily giving some art away, or your books that are coming up. So as you had mentioned, you have some projects coming up that you can't talk about. What has been like some of your favorite experiences of the last year, just watching your career grow like a freight train, or rather take off like a freight train?
Yeah, it's been really exciting. Like I said, all those awards that I had never even considered being a possibility. And then just, I think we mentioned before, just the excitement of being able to do this with Hyunsuk, with my wife, that I co-wrote the book with, that it's so different, the two of us, where like we're winning all these awards and she, like, I'm the one that like knew, you know, dreamed of this when I was 6 years old, and she's hearing them about these things for the first time when she's nominated for them. So to her, it's just like, she just thinks this is what writing a book is like. And I'm like, it's not usually like this. But yeah, and it's been fun having the opportunity to get more things off the ground, because I have 5 books on the schedule right now that are coming out in the next few years. And then I've got like my own little secret books that I'm just writing in between. Like I can't even just like, I have a 2-book deal. You know, there's 2 books that I've already written, or 3 books that I've already written, and they're being illustrated by other artists. There's 2 that I'm supposed to be working on, but then like while I'm waiting for feedback from the publisher, I'm like, oh, I have a week, I'm gonna start a novel. And just, you know, I like making stuff.
That's awesome. So another thing that I thought was really cool, because like I said, last time we talked about a radio show that you had done in Busan, where you were adapting Charles Dickens' not great sequels to A Christmas Carol, and I don't think I've ever laughed that hard so early on in a podcast interview. But you just started a mini podcast series, which is super, super cool and a different way of telling stories. Could you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, this is something I did a few years ago, and I'm only just releasing it. It's called Unwanted Words. And basically what happened is back in 2018, someone got really mad at me and they sicked a spam bomb on me, which is like this app that sends you 10,000 emails a second or something so that your email gets shut down and you get nothing but spam. And so just kind of, it was not great, but in order to just kind of like, I don't like not enjoying things. So I'm like, if I'm going to be sorting through spam, I'm going to enjoy it. So I spent a year reading and responding to all of my spam. And a lot of it was just like creative writing exercises where I'd be like, I'm going to, you know, just improv. This person's a storyteller. They're trying to scam me. So I'll just yes and them. And like this time, let's see if I can write a Disney musical. This time, let's see if I can write a horror story. This time, let's see if I can do a spy story and see how weird I can make the story before they realize I'm messing with them. And the answer is they never do. I can go as long as I want. And it got really fun. And then a lot of like sweet things started happening from it. It started kind of like having fun with it, and I started like making real human connections out of this weird little experiment, and so I'm just kind of making this little mini series of all the audio I recorded and all the things that I did and all the weird experiences that that came out of reading my spam.
The thing about it is like it's not like it's funny, but it's also really sweet at points. You get these stories that I'm just thinking of the first episode where, you know, you're not really sure where this is going to go. And all of a sudden your eyes are getting misty and you're like, I thought I was just going to be 100% laughing at this spam, but now my heart is being spammed with the feels.
Yeah. That one, the first one is called Into the Tonyverse, where me and fellow author Ryan North just kind of really made someone's day on their 21st birthday, someone that he'd gotten a message from. And that took so many months of work. It cost me so much money, but it was just a great experience to I guess we can say what it was, but we kind of like, She was a big fan of his work on Tony Stark, and she called Tony Stark her mom. So I just got every person who'd ever played Tony Stark that I could find and had them all record messages of motherly advice and surprised her with it on her birthday. And it was very, very cool.
It was very cool. But one thing like for me that I thought was interesting was that I would have never thought of Tony Stark as a mom figure. And it made me think. And that was something that came out of that narrative. You know, like here at the library, we're huge geeks, at least like a good chunk of us are. And those who are not appreciate our geekdom. So, you know, we always talk about like the Marvelverse and just the different characters. And, you know, some of us have our own fan theories. But one thing that would have never crossed my mind would be that someone would see Tony Stark as a good mom, and reading or listening to that story and then just kind of what came out of it. It was, it convinced me.
There you go. Tony's a good mom.
Tony's a good mom. Yeah, for sure. So what are like, I know you can't talk about a lot of things, but like what are some things that you're looking forward to in the future? Maybe some hints at things we could look forward to?
No, of course. I spill everything. I'm terrible at secrets. No, oh yeah, I'm spilling. But let's see, I'm looking at my schedule up on the board here. Next up in January, I have my next Scholastic book coming out about dino sharks. But my next dino sharks. Yeah. I've done a couple of books for Scholastic that sell it just at the Scholastic book fairs, and it's weird because it's like doing like elementary school homework. It's just like writing a book report about dinosaurs, and then it gets illustrated and sold at Scholastic book fairs, and it's wild. But the next book after that, we've talked before about, called Occulted, that that's another reason I'm really excited about going full time soon, because my first day full time is October 1st, right in the middle of Banned Books Week. And then I'm going to be going full time on making books about banned books, because Occulted is our next Iron Circus book. And it's co-written with a friend of mine named Amy Rose, who grew up in a cult. It was the same era and same area as, why am I forgetting the cult? Heaven's Gate. Heaven's Gate, just down the road. And just, it was this cult that, like, it was built in a strip mall, and she was kept there, wasn't allowed to leave, like was taken from her family. And it's all about how she learned everything she needed to escape by reading banned books. There was an old library that used to be in the strip mall, and she was not allowed to go in there. And she would just sneak in and read books and learn the truth about the world. It's this fascinating story about her life escaping from that cult with banned books. We're really excited about that one. It's being illustrated by an artist here in Korea named Lee Jung Min.
I mean, that's just crazy. I think when I first heard about that, you know, I had just about a month prior to that finished watching the Heaven's Gate documentary, which was very disturbing. I very, very clearly remember that whole story. And I remember the comment, and I remember for like almost 2 years, no matter where I was, because it was my senior year of high school going into college, you could see it from the sky. And I think because of the violent end, everybody knew who Heaven's Gate was. And nobody realized, or at least I had not realized at the time, that they were decades old. You know, I mean, it seemed like it came from nowhere. But what I had been learning from that point on is that area, cults were very pervasive. So when you first had mentioned that story, you know, it was wild, but it was speaking to just this thing that I'd been learning, that there were so many cults in that area, and so, you know, toxic in so many ways.
And what's fascinating about working on this book is that there's a lot of media about cults, but a lot of it is horror stories, and like it's just trying to make it the most dramatic version possible. But working with Amy, it's about from the point of view of someone who just, that was her life. Yeah. That's what she, from as a baby. So about the, you know, the weirdness of it, but the normality of it, the, you know, the things that she thought were normal, the ways she had fun, the ways she, you know, just dealing with it, like this is the reality that she knew, and taking it from there. So I think it's a very different type of cult story than you normally get to read.
And I think that's important, because I think everybody has this view that cults are automatically Jonestown or automatically Heaven's Gate, and those are the ones you hear about, is my point. So that's incredible. And just the whole banned books aspect of it, I'm very much looking forward to that.
Yeah, and something we tried to do is show how Amy learned that she was being manipulated, and so that someone reading it doesn't necessarily have to be in a cult, but realize the things she's realizing about the leader, maybe I realize about a group that I'm in, meetings that I go to, something my parents, the way my parents talk to me, the way, you know, a teacher talks to me, and just kind of use her story to give people skills to recognize anyone that's controlling them in a way that they don't like.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, we're excited about that one. The next book after that, that's going to come out, I believe, in fall 2022. In fall 2023, we got Student Ambassador in the Silver City, the next Student Ambassador book that Exer is illustrating right now. That's where Joseph goes to Mexico in this one and solves another mystery.
Awesome.
That's going to be a fun one. I used to live in Zacatecas. It's where my grandfather came from. And it's like a city built for a mystery story. It's just like the perfect setup, the perfect layout, the perfect like weird tunnels and, caves and all kinds of cool stuff. So we're excited about that one. And then, yeah, we have our two book deal that we're going to do another. We're working on another banned book club related story now that's good. It's gonna take a few years to get that one out, but I'm writing it with Hyunsuk. I'm gonna illustrate it, and then hopefully we get to do a big announcement about that soon.
Ryan, it is always a joy to talk to you. I know you're gonna be very busy, but please, like I said, the door is always open at Turn the Page, because you've always got just such interesting things going on.
I just do lots of stuff.
You do
lots. I can't stop.
You know what? I was very excited when I heard that there was going to be a follow-up to Student Ambassador, because looking at the book, just seeing it come into the library, I was like, this is automatically going to be something that kids are going to love. And when I do sit at the children's desk, I'm always telling people to pick it up, but it's out, so they need to put it on hold. But that was one that I remember, you know, looking at and saying, I hope this is going to be a series, because there's a lot of world I think that Joseph needs to explore.
I would love nothing more than to have like 1,000 Student Ambassador books. I'm going in new country every time, getting into more trouble.
What about a Student Ambassador animated series?
Hey, I'm in for any of that.
That would be really great. All right. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us. This was Jessica with Syosset Libraries Turn the Page podcast. Look out for any of Ryan's work. And we hope to have him back real soon.
Anytime.
Thank you. We are going to close this chapter.
It's time to close this chapter of Turn the Page. Join us for the next episode.